The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. I am here today with Dr. Xenia Thomas of Radiance Wellness and Float. Float and Wellness.
Float and Wellness.
Correct me. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Right. Radiance.
All right. Listen, just to let the audience in on a little secret before we even start, I am a little silly today. And everyone is rolling with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everybody has those days, but it's okay.
It's all good, right? You know, self-acceptance and radical self-love. That's exactly what we're all about here on Get Real to Heal.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm so excited to have you here, though, Dr. Thomas. Like, can you just have such a wonderful place and such a wonderful story. Thank you for coming on to share it today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Amanda. I'm so excited to be here.
Absolutely. So, all right. Let's dive in. So you are a clinical psychiatrist by training.
Sure. Yep. That's right.
Tell everyone a little bit more about your story. I thought it was really fascinating.
Yeah. So I was you know, conventionally trained in Western medicine. I did general psychiatry and child psychiatry training as well. And then was practicing in, you know, hospital-based practice, IOPs, and then private practice for, you know, maybe last, I don't know, 15 years. And, you know, there's great progress on some cases. You know, some people do so well and their lifestyles change with modern treatments. However, I think the problem is that there's a chronic dependency on these treatments. And what starts as a quick fix can be really helpful, but then it's a chronic dependency and little changes after that point. And so I was feeling some frustrations from some of my patients that saying, you know, is this what I have to do for the rest of my life? And maybe they could handle it for 6 months or a year, but when they're talking, you know, 5 years, 10 years, it becomes burdensome. And so I started looking into, you know, different things on how to treat them. You know, I think medicines should evolve with the patient. As they grow, medicine should grow as well. And one thing that came up a lot was in my kind of laboratory testing and, you know, just investigation of the patient was a lot of people have nutritional or genetic deficiencies that can almost be corrected by a nutritional override.
Yeah.
And when you really look at the food in the American diet, that they call it the SAD diet, the standard American diet, and boy, is it sad. And there's really little nutritional value in, you know, what we conventionally can buy.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. The soil is depleted because of the methods that we're using. And
yes.
You know, and then of course the way that things are transported and shipped, the whole supply chain is really creating some issues for people in terms of things being really nutritionally dense to the way that, you know, the way that we would need, especially to correct for these particular genetic deficiencies,
right,
or variances.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm one of those genetic, they call it a genetic mutation. I'm like, no, let's call it a variance.
Yes. Right. Right.
Just feels better.
Yes. The mutation sounds awful.
It does, right? Doesn't it? Yeah. It does. But I am one of those lovely mutants. yeah. And so just really super high doses of a methylated B vitamin have done wonders for me.
Yes.
I was on numerous medications to take care of anxiety, depression, ADD.
Mm-hmm.
For years,
mm-hmm.
More than a decade. And yeah, I can relate to what you're saying in terms of someone telling me these things. And it was just daunting. It was like, wow, I'm going to have to take this for the rest of my life.
Right. Absolutely. And that's a very interesting point you brought up in my practice. So as a general psychiatrist, even in with child and adolescent as well, I tested maybe about 150 patients for that genetic deficiency, and MTHFR is the name.
Yeah.
And it sounds like a bad word.
And it
feels like a bad word but when you really sort of understand it and see how it works and what your body can do and cannot do when that's working properly, it all makes sense to really fuel it the correct way. And right, exactly, giving high dose of methylfolate, B12, methylcobalamin, and even vitamin D and magnesium, that makes that cycle run so efficiently that the need for, you know, SSRIs and other medications become, you know, less and less. And that's the aha moment that people were seeing, like, what, I can come down on my, you know, Zoloft.
Or in some cases, come off of it. I'm off of all of those medications, and I can't tell you how liberating and freeing and just how wonderful that is, you know. And also it's helped me to personally just remove the stigma that comes along with mental illness. It's like, okay, you know what? I really just had a nutrient issue.
Nutrient deficiency.
Wow. Right. Like, how powerful is that in terms of shifting someone's mindset and their self-image?
Absolutely. I know.
So, so many different layers.
And it just makes, you know, evolutionary sense. I mean, humankind have been in existence for, you know, thousands and thousands of years. And it's been only really in the last 50 to 70 years with the advent of pharmaceutical companies, you know, big food, big pharma, all these things that people have, you know, more chronic disease, more side effects, taking medications for medication-related side effects and problems and problems after that. And so kind of go back to the basics, get those nutrients and see what happens to people's, you know, health and wellness.
Absolutely.
And so I was treating patients like that, you know, for maybe the last couple of years, supplements, nutrition, trying to incorporate that in my practice while also doing, you know, more therapeutic modalities, like, you know, like, so, you know, CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, mindfulness. These therapies are great and very, you know, life-changing.
And have been part of my process as well.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
I can definitely vouch for that. It's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, there are some people that, you know, may not be able to engage with their feelings or really talk and benefit from like a talking therapy. And therefore, maybe something like floating or float therapy or kind of these self-directed therapies or, you know, modalities that can just really bring inner peace, inner mindfulness, get someone to concentrate on and process through what they're going on through themselves if they don't feel like sharing with other people.
Yeah, so really we use the word through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, where I trained, bioindividuality. And we use that really across the spectrum for a wide range of holistic therapies and principles, right? But it's the thought that, you know, one food doesn't work for everyone. One diet doesn't work for everyone. One treatment doesn't work for everyone the same way. And it's so great that you're really digging in deeper beyond medication, of course, and even before medication, to look for these different alternatives.
Right, absolutely.
And really treat people as individuals because they are.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. So with Radiance Float and Wellness, I, you know, kind of put together several natural, you know, healing modalities that kind of really are supposed to empower, you know, the individual, help treat health and wellness and promote health and wellness and prevent sick care. We really want to emphasize on well care and a prevention sort of bent. However, you know, we do have, you know, some modalities are proven or studied in disease states too. And so we can kind of target some disease states like arthritis or pain, stress, depression, you know, any, so many, that list is endless when we talk about IV nutrient therapy too. So, and I'd love to talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, definitely. We'll dive into that here in just a bit. So one other thing that really stood out in the conversation that you and I had previously was you talked about children coming into your practice and in the trends that you started seeing over the last few years. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That was, you know, I've always wanted to be a child psychiatrist. I always wanted to work with children. And my dad's also a psychiatrist and is one of the owners with Radiance Float and Wellness with me. And when I was, you know, young or entering my training, he's like, oh, you know, you'll never be full as a child psychiatrist. You know, they don't have as many problems. And I was like, well, some, the ones that do need help, right? So, but that's a completely different story. As, you know, the years went by, 10 years in training, I think the incidence of ADD, autism, childhood depression, childhood anxiety skyrocketed. And there's so many different theories on why that is, but I think it all stems to nutrient deficiencies as well. But probably, you know, a big component of it is nutrient deficiencies. And then there's this electronic overstimulation of children these days, stress, lack of sleep. I think that's a big one too. And so these basic building blocks, sleep, diet, exercise, are being lost. And then, you know, all these other sequelae happen. And as the children that I was treating become like the the age of my own kids, I really, you know, have to think, like, do I really want to put this child on this medication that I know he'll probably be on for, you know, the rest of his school age? Are there other ways? And, you know, really trying to, you know, peel back the layers of the onion, trying to get the family to implement these basic structures. And then let's see, you know, yes, there may be a role of a need for medication, but hopefully we keep it in an acute setting, you know, a couple months, you know, before we get onto that chronic train.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's really, that's awesome. And you know, everything that you just said aligned so beautifully with what I had Dr. Joe Congas on. Mm-hmm. He talked about a lot of the same things that you're saying. You know, yeah. It's amazing what can be done to help these kids before taking that next step. And he also talked about the fact that those steps aren't done and then somebody goes straight to a medication. It can just be masking other underlying issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for instance, and of course this happened, I guess when I was 19 was when I first went on Ritalin mm-hmm. for ADD.
Mm-hmm.
But that was actually just a symptom of celiac and other autoimmune issues that I had that took years to then go ahead and fully emerge. But the first telltale symptoms for me were mental.
Right. That brain fog.
Yeah. And had I not medicated that, I wonder how much more, you know, there's so much more information out there mm-hmm. now to use to mm-hmm. come to these diagnoses. But it's interesting food for thought for people.
Yes, yes. And that's just a fascinating point that's, I think, coming to light in these recent years is that people are saying, like, it all begins in the gut.
Gut health.
Gut health. And you know, the brain is really sort of, you know, not in the head. It's down 2 feet below. It's kind of in that gut, in the microbiome. That's sort of our last organ or the silent organ that we never really studied or learned about, but it's a conglomeration of all the bacteria, viruses, fungus that live in and on us. And they outnumber us. We're like 10 trillion human cells, but the rest is our microbiome. And so we're only like 1/10 human.
Wow. Now that is crazy to think about. So I'm a mutant and I'm only 1/10 human. Well, right. There's that.
Yes. And so, so cool. Things like, you know, if you manipulate their microbiome, you can change your personality, what foods you crave, you know, your body habitus, and they're even doing things like fecal matter transplants when and then basically it'll change the microbiome when you do that, and for kids with autism, anybody with autism, and really seeing great behavioral changes, that social reciprocity even changes, their flexibility and thinking and behavior changes. So it's fascinating things.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm so excited to continue this conversation with you. We're going to go to break. This is Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. We will be right back after these messages with Dr. Xenia Thomas of Radiance Float and Wellness.
This program is underwritten by Diversified Health and Wellness Center, located at 11042 Manchester Road in Kirkwood, and online at diversifiedhwc.com. We are a network of dedicated professionals providing a diverse array of integrated health and wellness services. Our goal is to help our clients find complete health solutions for body, mind, and spirit.
This is Amanda LaPlante of Get Real to Heal. You are listening to KWRH LP 92.9 FM, your community radio station in Webster Groves, Missouri. This is Amanda LaPlante. Listen to my show, Get Real to Heal, every Monday morning at 9:30 and every Friday morning at 9:30 here on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. We are back with Dr. Xenia Thomas of Radiance Float and Wellness. And before the break, we were having some really interesting conversation around some of the things that Radiance, you know, your vision and your mission for Radiance. I want to get into some of these specific modalities and treatments that you're able to offer there, because I think they have so much potential for people. So I guess a great place would be to start with part of the name, right? Float, the float therapy.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, it's a kind of a little bit new in the market, maybe in St. Louis, but then again, I think a lot of people have heard about it. Maybe they've tried it once. There's a lot more, there's a, you know, couple more float centers that are popping up all over the place. I still think there's not enough for that every St. Louisan can float, which they need to do, but hopefully it'll become that way soon. But what is float therapy? And I remember growing up in St. Louis, everybody talks about going on a float trip down the Merrimack. This is not that kind of float. It's a little room or pool, we call it. So it's a 5x8 tub basin. We have a 7-foot ceiling with like LED starlights on the ceiling. And so it's really kind of a room with only about 10 inches of water, but 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt. And so it's so dense, you know, you will float no matter if you don't know how to swim or what your body size or shape, or even if you fall asleep, you will float. And it's one of the most relaxing experiences that anybody can, you know, achieve.
So people have been taking pilgrimages to, you know, the Dead Sea for however many millennia, right? We don't need to go that far.
It's all right here in our backyard. And the benefits are so amazing. It was sort of designed by a physician, John Lilly, in the 50s. And he's a psychiatrist, neuroscientist, who felt that, you know, just there's overstimulation in the world. And taking a break from sensory overload, sight, sound, touch, it's a kind of a neutral smell in there. And then also removing the sense of gravity, the effects of gravity on our body. And what that does is it kind of gets our mind into this theta wave state, which is a very relaxing meditative state, where you are alert yet relaxed. You can process and think, yet, you know, sleep and meditate. And, you know, one of the most amazing, you know, zen spaces in the brain is it can definitely create. And then for your body, it's just, you know, when you take away the stress of gravity on your body, everything is weightless. Everything is, nothing is fighting against your body or your organs. And so those organs can relax and heal. And so back pain, inflammation is cut down. The Epsom salt is pure magnesium. And everybody is grossly deficient in magnesium. And magnesium is needed in over 300 reactions in our body every day. Our soils are deplete, so the foods we eat don't have enough magnesium. And you can take supplements, but sometimes they can cause some GI discomfort as well. So getting it through the skin is like one of the second best ways to absorb it. And so people feel like improved sleep, just relaxed, calm. Maybe their aches and pains, sore ankles are less inflamed. It is wonderful.
Sounds like it. Yeah, absolutely. And I've seen the float, what do we call it, a take? I was going to say it's a room.
Yeah, we call them pools or rooms.
Yeah, it's just so relaxing and just beautiful.
So nice, yes. Yeah. And what I really want to kind of encourage is getting the pediatric population to float too. Everybody thinks of float therapy as a, you know, a reprieve for the, you know, stressed out, you know, adult, but I think children are just equally sensory overloaded. And we've all heard of that sensory child. And really by stripping away some of that overload. So taking away sights, taking away sound, taking away touch can kind of let the brain of a child heal. And I have a couple, you know, patients versus just, you know, folks that come in with little children with ADHD who floated, and maybe they floated on a Sunday and the parents call me the next morning like, you know what, he had 25 minutes in the morning to spare. He was just more relaxed, more on target, and got to school on time. Whereas before it was just, you know, where's this, where's that? Just, you know, disorganized. So I think it's kind of a very organizing and calming experience. And maybe it lasts for 2 or 3 days. And as, you know, so ideally, you know, a child could float 2 or 3 times a week, you know, what could that, you know, do to the quality of life of the child, the parents, and even, you know, the nutritional and, you know, physical status of the child's body too. Yeah. And so just taking those treatments to another level, I would love to, you know, have people try those new natural modalities.
Absolutely. No, that makes a lot of sense. That is very, very cool. So you also offer IV nutrient therapy for a variety of different...
Yes. Yeah. I would say that's maybe the second most enjoyable thing at Radiance that I love to do. It's getting very popular. And that also was sort of maybe in the 70s, 80s, was sort of designed by a physician, a Baltimore physician, John Myers. And he had a private practice where he was treating a lot of people with migraines, fibromyalgia, asthma, and found that, you know, the oral absorption of nutrients was not adequate enough to cure their symptoms. And was kind of getting just, you know, touching upon the gut issues that were going on in the day, and decided, you know, the second best route is directly into their system, into their, you know, veins, where you can deliver those nutrients that then the cells can use to make muscle, make proteins, make neurotransmitters, fight off infection, and was very successful. He never sort of wrote down his formula. So this Myers cocktail that people have around is sort of what the patients remember was in there, but it was high doses of magnesium, calcium, B vitamins like B12, niacin, thiamine, B6, and vitamin C. And so based on sort of those nutrients, he would design cocktails, so to speak, for fibromyalgia, migraines, and various conditions that people would get weekly infusions, maybe even monthly for maintenance, and, you know, in essence, be cured of their ailments. Very effective, very easy, safe, and natural almost. And nowadays, there's so many new and exciting ingredients we found out about, like glutathione, which is our master antioxidant in our body. And we can't really take that orally, but giving it intravenously is very effective for settling down inflammation. And you know, some great even zinc and copper, like this trace minerals that our body's not exposed to because of sort of the depletion of the soils or sterility of the soils these days. So it's great to have all of these things in a little bag going into our veins, and people feel great.
Very, very cool. So just skipping straight to it. So as far as, like, you know, you have some particular blends for like GI health.
Yes, yes.
So what have you seen with, you know, I guess kind of, what's in it? What's in the bag? Mm-hmm. And then what are some of the success stories that you've seen?
Yes, yes. And, you know, this probably touches upon your practice as well. I mean, it all stems in the guts, kind of what we talked about.
I'm highly interested. Yes. Yes. Talk to me.
Yes. And and so as we know, these inflammatory foods that are in this, you know, standard American diet, overprocessed, genetically modified, and foods loaded with, you know, pesticides and, you know, toxins. What that does is just sort of, you know, creates holes in our intestines. And yes, we were taught about this in medical school, this intestinal permeability. But I don't know if, you know, we ever really understood where it came from until, you know, more recently. And it is these genetically modified foods, organisms that pass through these holes in our gut, like intact. And then our immune system, what it does is it produces, it says, okay, there's a foreign invader in our blood and we need to make an antidote for it, an antibody. And so we make these antibodies that kind of attack ourselves, and we get cramping, bloating, just GI symptoms of distress when we have these leaky gut, so to speak. So we almost need to seal up that gut before we can, you know, absorb food properly and get rid of some symptoms. And so the main ingredient in the GI blend bag that we have is glutamine. And glutamine is an amino acid. It is a sort of a great metabolizer of carbohydrates and fats and proteins, but it also sort of, you know, helps kind of seal or glue up that gut. Just as gluten causes the problem, glutamine is a solution. And most people, even after one or two infusions, you know, well, after one infusion, they feel great in their gut. And maybe that feeling lasts about 1 or 2 weeks, and then maybe they can kind of maintain it. We have one person that's maybe coming every 3 weeks, had, you know, kind of severe IBS, really didn't absorb well nutritiously, then which led to more problems. And she's doing wonderful, wonderful with that. And then in between, she kind of takes her probiotic and maybe some oral silver to kind of keep some infection at bay, and just is doing wonderful with that.
That's exciting. And what a huge just boost to her lifestyle, I'm sure. I know, just in my experience, getting those problems under control with, yes, you know, I have Crohn's. Mm-hmm. And things like that. And so it's like, yeah, if you can just get your gut to settle down, everything, yes, else can come back online. Yes. It all starts there, like we said,
all
before.
Starts there, exactly.
Totally.
Exactly.
Oh, that's really cool. So NAD.
NAD is another great molecule, you know, ingredient that we have to be able to give intravenously. And NAD, it's in every cell of our body. It's sort of the key or the food for our mitochondria. So it unlocks this mitochondrial energy. So it's great for fatigue state. So it's in our fibromyalgia blends, also in our anti-aging blends. As we age, our levels of NAD or other antioxidants like glutathione just diminish. And it's really hard to get that from our foods. And so, and It's also hard to get it from supplements as it's poorly orally absorbed. Yeah. So intravenously is great. And that has been, you know, a fascinating molecule. And even they're using it for addiction. And that's maybe over like a 10-day course of an infusion of NAD will get rid of cravings for alcohol, opiates, and cure addiction. Even and maybe a shorter course of infusions can help with, you know, it is almost a neurotransmitter or a reset for the brain and can help anxiety, depression states, fatigue states. It's, I think, one of a miracle ingredient that we have.
Oh, that is so cool. And you're seeing all of this unfold clinically.
Yes. And that's fascinating to watch as well.
Absolutely. Wow. So we just have a couple of minutes left. I'm going to have you on again
because
we have some awesome things that we still want to talk about. We can dive into one more.
Yeah,
I guess
sure.
You want to talk about infrared or cryo?
Both are so good.
It's so hard to decide.
Maybe we'll talk about the cryotherapy.
Sounds good.
And have you ever done it or heard of it?
I have heard of it. And I have seen your machine.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm so fascinated. And I know people who it has worked very well for.
Yes. Yes. So. It is, you know, it was also invented by a Japanese physician for arthritis. So started with pain and inflammation. And he's found that, you know, it's an alternative to an ice bath. And whereas ice baths are very uncomfortable and you need to be in the ice for like 20, 30 minutes, which is painful.
It sounds terrible.
Yes. By using a dry cold, like sub-zero temperatures with nitrogen gas, you can still achieve that sort of anti-inflammatory and pain relief benefit in shorter time and much less pain.
Wow.
And so it's, again, great for pain and inflammation. The interesting thing is, and why we have it at Radiance, was the second most common side effects, so to speak, or benefit people reported was sort of a mental boost of well-being. And when when you're cold, your body goes into sort of an endorphin, you know, fight or flight endorphin boost reaction. And although you don't feel, you know, panicky, you feel giddy. And it's just a surge of dopamine, serotonin, all these feel-good hormones. So they also say it's a great energy boost and treatment for anxiety and depression as well.
Wow, I would not have connected, but that makes a lot of sense. That
yes,
is so cool.
Yes.
Well, you have some offers or some specials going on now. I just want to let people know about some of the things that they can take advantage of over the next few weeks.
Yes, thanks so much. Yes, our current specials in May, we have a gift card special for Mother's Day, graduation gifts, end of school gifts. Spend $100, you get a $25 gift certificate free. We also have, it's Teachers Appreciation Week and Nurses Appreciation Week this month. So we have 20% off all services for teachers and nurses. And ongoing, we have what's called Wellness Wednesdays. And on Wellness Wednesdays, we're open till 9 p.m. And we have 50% off all services, except for the IV. And it's a great way to try some of these services if you've never had them. I'm on site all night as well. And so love to talk with you and guide anybody on a, you know, personal healing journey. And then also on Fridays, we have what we call Float Fridays. And it's a great way to try a float at 50% off and float your cares away for the weekend.
How nice is that? What a great way to start the weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Xenia Thomas, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me,
yeah.
Amanda.
Can you give everyone at home or all of our listeners, just give them a little bit of information on how they can contact you or find Radiance?
Yes. Yes, please. We have a website. It's at www.radiancestl.com. And that has all our services, directions, prices. Our phone number, 314-736-4736. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Wonderful. Thanks again.
Thank you.
This has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. For more information on health coaching, for back episodes of this show, or to contact me, find me online at amandalaplante.com or on Facebook at Get Real to Heal. Have a great day.